We're in a series called High Stakes. The reason we're calling it High Stakes, because this is a series about radical love and what it looks like, unconditional love and what it looks like. This is a series about bringing people closer to Jesus. It's about how the love of God in our life will manifest towards other people, with love towards other people. You cannot say, I love God, but I hate people. Jesus said this, actually, John, the apostle, said, how can you say, I love God who you don't see, and hate the neighbor, a friend, who you do see? Amen. So, today, I want to start by talking about an interesting story. This is a story of how Jesus called his first disciple, and first four, actually, disciples. When Jesus asked Peter, who was his first disciple to follow him, and three others, there was Peter's brother, Andrew. There was James and John. He said something to them. He said to Peter, follow me and I will make you. What was he gonna make them? Hold on. Don't go ahead of me. You would expect Jesus, a spiritual leader, say something, follow me and I will make you more spiritual. All right? Follow me and I will make you more godly, more holy. Follow me and I'll make you smarter. Follow me and I'll make you more disciplined. That's what I want in my life. I want to be more disciplined. Follow me and I will make you more blessed. Follow me and I will make you a better husband, a better wife. Follow me and I will help you beat your addiction and I will help you with your life and things like that. That's what you would think. In calling his first disciple, Jesus reveals his agenda for all of his followers. What is it? Because the agenda, Jesus' agenda for Peter is the same agenda he has for you and for me. You're probably, what is it, Pastor? Jesus' agenda for Peter, Andrew, James, and John is the same agenda that he has for me and you. So what was his agenda? Do you want to know? This might confuse you, and I think it confused them as well. You don't expect this. But if you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 through 22, and we're going to read his agenda for his followers. Ready? And Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Okay? Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you, what? More spiritual? More disciplined, more educated, give you a better marriage, help you fight your addiction? No. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Let's keep reading. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Whoa. Did they have some kind of crazy faith? That's kind of seems irresponsible even. That was their business. That was their small business. They had a boat and they fished. They left the boats, they left their nets, and followed him. Why? And we'll find out why later in this message. Verse 21, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them. What do you think he said to them? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Amen. That's right. And immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. The agenda, the vision that Jesus had for his disciples is the same vision that he has for us today. First Peter, James, John, Andrew, I don't think they got it. I don't think they really got what Jesus meant. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. What does that mean? What does it mean? Do you know what that means? I want to know what that means. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. It means that I will use you to bring people who are far from God closer to Jesus. But hold on, Pastor. I didn't sign up for that. When I first got saved, when I gave my life to Jesus, I didn't do it because I wanted to be fisher of men. How many of you would say, I wanted to follow Jesus so I could be fisher of men? No, none of us do that. Actually, we get saved for selfish reasons. And God knows that, and he doesn't mind. We all get saved for selfish reasons. Do you want to know why I got saved? Because somebody explained to me that hell is really hot, probably my mother, and she kept telling me hell is really bad. Have you ever burned your hand? That's how bad it is, but it never stops. And so I got scared, and I said, I want to be saved. I didn't want to be fisher of men. For second reason, when I was a little older, when I was about 18, 19 years old, I got saved again because I kind of drifted away because I started a business. And you know, when you start a business, it doesn't necessarily go fast right away. And somebody told me, you know what? If you follow Jesus, he will bless your business. And I'm like, well, sign me up. How dumb do you have to be to not, I mean, that makes sense to me. It was selfish. And if you're honest, you probably decided to follow Jesus because he could do something for you. Maybe he can help you with your finances. Maybe he can help you in your marriage. Maybe he can help you with your education, with your friends. Maybe you had some kind of a guilt and you couldn't get rid of it till you followed Jesus. But no matter why you follow Jesus, he said something. I will use whatever you want to leverage what I want. He knows us. Guys, he knows the deepest motives of our heart. And so he says, I will leverage what you want, Peter, James, John, Andrew, to do something that I want. And what I want, says Jesus, is to bring people who are far from God closer to Jesus. Some of you are like, whoa, Pastor. And maybe you're new today. And the person who invited you today probably is sitting there like, that's a bad Sunday to invite them. And I understand. And listen to me. Just wait. Because if Christianity is true, right? If Christianity is true, and if you die in your sins, what Bible says, without Jesus, you'll spend eternity away from Jesus. Did you know that Jesus will not force anyone into heaven? People who go to heaven will really want to be there. And people who don't want God in this life probably will not want him in next life. I was watching a debate on TV, and this young girl in college said to one of the debaters, Christian debaters, she said, so if I don't have Jesus, will I go to hell? She's like, do you believe in hell? Do you believe in hell? No, but if there is hell, I don't want to go there. I don't want Jesus, but I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven, you know. And so Jesus said this, I will leverage what you want. Better marriage, a nice home, a stable family. I will leverage that you want to be blessed, that you want to be healed, to produce in you something that I want, something that's eternal. Guys, would you admit that what we want is temporary? Our marriages are temporary. Eventually, one of us will die. The boat that you want, well, I want, is going to break apart. And see, God doesn't mind me having it. God wants me to have those things. He says, I come to give you life to the fullest. But he says, I want to produce something in your heart to get what I want. And that's to be the fisher of men, is to bring people who are far from God, who are in this deep sea ocean of this world, and bring him closer to Jesus. Disciples didn't really want that. I don't think they wanted that. Now, let me give you a little context why they so easily decided to follow Jesus. He says, follow me and I'll make you a fisher of men. And they dropped their business, dropped their careers, dropped their families, and followed him. You want to know why? They did it for selfish reasons. Let me show you. Matthew doesn't tell us why, but other gospels do tell us why. There's, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they all write about the same thing, just from different perspectives, okay? So Luke tells us, he says this, Jesus was walking on the Sea of Galilee, and he noticed Peter washing his net. Jesus comes to him and says, Peter, let's go fishing again. This was about 11 o'clock in the morning, like right now. And Peter was like, Rabbi, teacher, we've been laboring all night and have not caught anything. Jesus said, just trust me, Peter. He's like, you're a preacher. What do you know about fishing? He's like, you're a carpenter's son. What do you know about fishing? I don't want to get a sunburn. It's 11 o'clock in Palestine. It's really hot. The sun really burns in Palestine. And Jesus was insistent, says, Peter, let's go fishing. Peter's like, fine, just because you said so. I had a free sermon, and so I'll just do it. I'm tired of arguing with you, teacher. So Jesus goes in with him in the middle of the lake. Peter throws in the nets. And many of you know this story from Sunday school. You know what happens? Fish started fighting who can get into those nets. And there was so much fish. Peter filled his whole boat with fish. And then he called to his buddies, James and John, who was their partners, and says, come. And they filled all two boats so full that they were almost sinking, Bible says. Peter was so shocked. He was so surprised. If you saw a miracle, wouldn't you want to listen to what the man had to say? That's what happened. That's really what happened. Why Peter? Jesus filled his boat with fish. That's the only reason they decided to follow him. So that tells me they were following him because they thought he was going to keep filling their boat with fish. They followed him for selfish reasons. Do you remember Peter falls in the boat when he realized what happened? When he saw that this had to be a miracle, guys. This had to be a miracle. He falls in a boat where fish are. And I can imagine fish slapping him in the face. And Jesus says, Jesus, get away from me. I'm a sinner. When you realize the presence of God. See, why don't we preach more about sin in New Life Church? Because you can read it in your Bible. But when you come to closer to Jesus, you will realize without me telling you who you are. Nobody needs to tell me. I already know that I got issues. I got problems. But my goal is to bring you closer to Jesus. The vision of New Life Church is to bring people closer to Jesus. Why? Because when you come closer to Jesus, you see how perfect he is and how imperfect you are. And it doesn't matter how much I want to force you to change if you don't realize it yourself. And only Jesus can produce that in you. When Peter saw who Jesus is, he fell to in fish. Stinky fish. Pokey fish. He fell in the boat and said, get away from me, Jesus, for I'm a sinner. And then Bible says he jumped out of the boat and just got away. Because being in the presence of Jesus, he's like a mirror that will reveal to you what you need to change in your life. My goal is not to tell you what to do on the outside, how to dress, because that's what churches used to do. My goal is to bring you closer in love with this man named Jesus, who is Son of Man and Son of God, and he will transform your life. That's our job here. That's our job. Peter followed him for selfish reasons. But God doesn't mind you following him for selfish reasons. Why are you following God? He ups our marriage, Pastor. I have more peace and joy. But still selfish. Why are you following him? To get what you want. But he doesn't mind because he's gonna, once you get closer to him, let me give you a warning, people. Once you get closer to him, he changes your desires. Before I was a Christian, I used to say, why would you want to be a Christian? It seems lame and boring. But when I became a Christian, I say, why would you want to be not a Christian? I love being a Christian. I love our church. I love our people. I have so many friends. I have people who care for me. When I had a knee surgery, everybody texted me and loved me and prayed for me. I mean, why not? My sins are forgiven. I don't have any guilt or condemnation. I don't have to worry about working and paying for my sins. Jesus took them on the cross. Don't you guys love being Christians? Yeah. But before, admit it, before you were a Christian, didn't you like look at Christians and like, yeah, that's boring. That's dumb, Pastor. I don't know about that. I never want to be like them. And now you are them. And today some of you are sitting here and you're like, ooh, I don't know. And God is going to arrest you in a good way. And God is going to come into your heart as the message of the gospel, the good news, is being preached. Your heart is going to start beating and you're going to believe and you're going to follow. The disciples didn't get it right away. They weren't good at being fishers of men right away. One day Jesus was preaching and he gathered a whole bunch of children. And disciples saw that there was children and they're like, shoo, get out of here. You're disturbing the peace. You know how children are. They're loud and happy and yelling. And they're like, people are trying to listen. Jesus is preaching. And so they got rid of all the people. And Jesus rebuked them and said, hey, what are you guys doing? That's my visual aid. If you don't become like these children, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, let's bring back the children. Gather them around Jesus. All right, you know. Next time they were arguing. This is stupid. But they were arguing, who's greater in a kingdom? And Jesus heard him. And I think Andy Stanley said this. He said, it's like two ants arguing in front of an elephant. Who is greater? From here, you're both little. And from where I stand, you're tiny. Right? It's like us. And so they didn't get it right away. But eventually they got it. Eventually God taught him how to be. See, Jesus said, I'm going to make you something you're not. I'm going to make you. Meaning it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen right away. But I'm going to make you something. I'm going to make you fishers of men. And today, all over the world, this message of Jesus, of good news, cross equals love, has been spread where over 2 billion people follow this Jewish carpenter who took 12 guys and made them fishermen. And this message is keep on spreading all over the world. They didn't get it right away, but then he taught him how to be fishers of men. And you might come to church and think, I will never be a fisher of men. But before you know it, let me promise you this. If you follow, you will fish. If you follow Jesus, you will fish. Because the message is this. The message is so critical. It's high stakes, guys. High stakes is this, that when people die away from God, apart from God, they will spend eternity apart from God. The Bible says God loved people. Smart, not so smart, dumb, high IQ, low IQ, good people, bad people. He loved all, that he gave his son. That's the good news. And religion made Christianity all about rules and regulations. No, it's not about rules. It's about you knowing Jesus. It's about you getting closer to Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's why I'm here. That's why many of us are here, because we want to see our city that's over 160,000 people with all the suburbs and things. We want to see them come closer to Jesus. Amen. Jesus didn't only use fishermen. Did you know that he used the tax collector? Tax collectors were crooks. They were kind of crooked people. He took Matthew and says, follow me and I will make you fisher of men. He used men. He used women. There was a woman who had 5 husbands, Samaritan woman. He says, I'll make you a fisher of men. And she went to her city and proclaimed about Jesus. And many people believed in her town about Jesus. Jesus used a demon-possessed guy who had a whole bunch of demons in him. And he freed him from those demons, a legion of demons. And what did that man do? He went preaching and catching fish, Bible says. There was a prostitute, Mary the Magdalene, who had 7 demons, Bible says. And Jesus cleansed her from those demons. And she became the first preacher after the resurrection. He took regular people like you and me, and he transformed them into fishers of men and women. And so today over 2 billion people on earth are following Christ, because he made them fishers of men. He took a man who doubted. Some of you, it's easy for you to believe, right? Some people just never doubt their faith. I've had quite a few, not a lot, but quite a few crises of faith. I have to think things through. I want to know more information about, you know, is this really true? Is Jesus really the Son of God? And some of you are like that. And Jesus doesn't mind. He says, follow me. And as you get closer to me, I will produce in you whatever answer you need. I will make you fishers of men. To follow is to fish. To follow is to fish. They followed him for selfish reasons. That's my message today. We got something else I want to do, but here quickly. To follow means to fish. To follow means to fish. God uses everyone to fish. I can imagine that you probably have an excuse right now why you shouldn't fish. Some of you say, Pastor, I'm a new Christian. I can't fish. But in my experience, new Christians bring way more people to church than those who've been saved for a long time. Some of you are like, well, if you knew what my life was like before I became a Christian, it was a mess. I was just a sinner of sinners. I did everything. There's others who say, Pastor, I lived a good life. I don't have a testimony. What am I going to say to people? I don't have a bad story to tell and then tell them what Jesus did for my life. It doesn't matter. Some of you say, well, I'm not very educated, so I can't tell people about Jesus. Some of you are like, I'm very educated. And so people will probably think I'm just hustling them or something. You know, You could probably think of an excuse why you shouldn't tell people about Jesus, why you shouldn't fish for men. But Jesus said this, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That means everyone here today, if you are a follower of Christ, he's going to make you fishers of men. And if you love fishing, it's exciting. How many of you love fishing? Fishing is exciting. Seeing lives of people who you invited, who you said, come to my church, change, and they follow Christ, and they're more passionate than you about Christ. It's exciting. Tanya and I, we just celebrated our 15th anniversary, and we went to Caribbean, and I decided to go fishing. And I wish I had a video for you guys today. I took my little iPhone, and I took a microphone. I was going to record all the fish I caught, but in 4 hours, the waves were so big, we couldn't sit on a boat. We had to stand and hang on to these big bars. My back was hurting before I went on the boat, but standing for 4 hours in the 5, 6, 7 foot waves, right? So we didn't catch anything. We did have a barracuda bite a little fish off, but that was about it. So I don't have, but I love fishing. It's exciting. And so see, God says this. Some of you are afraid to fish because you think it's boring. You think it's scary. Yeah, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to do this. Why don't we as Christians just leave people alone? Let them believe what they believe. You let me believe what I believe. Let them believe what they believe. Why should I fish? High stakes, guys. The life, the soul is in balance. It's where the person spends eternity that matters. See, helping people on earth is important. Being a good Samaritan is important. Doing small acts of kindness is important. This week, look for an opportunity to do some good act of kindness. But bringing people, catching fish, it's not like we catch them, scale them, put them on ice and sell them. No, that's not what Jesus meant. It's a metaphor for people, bringing people closer to Jesus. And it's fun. And if today you're like, I don't know, I don't like this church maybe. Maybe we should try another church. I want to ask you to give us one more chance next week. Just give us one more chance. If you're new, I understand how weird this all sounds. But if you knew that the bridge was taken out in front in the middle of the night and cars were traveling on the highway, wouldn't you stop and do whatever you could to make sure you stopped the cars so they wouldn't go off the bridge? High stakes. It's important. Lives of people are in the at stake here. So Jesus said this. I want to make other people what I made you. I want to save other people like I saved you. You guys enjoying this message so far? Followers are fishermen or women. It's both. It works both. Followers fish. If you open your bulletin, I'm almost done. In the bulletin, you have this red card that says 3 most wanted. Look at the back side of it. 3 simple steps. How do you fish for men? And there's many methods. There's many methods of how you can fish for men, but this is the simplest one. And I want you to put this in your Bible. I want you to put it in your bag, ladies, or your wallets, guys. And number one is this. Tell someone you know that you are a follower of Christ. That's so simple. Tell them, hey, I'm a Christian. I've been going to church. Number two, share your testimony. Tell them what God has done for you. And number three, ask them to come to church with you next week. That's how simple it is. And you know what? Some people will say no. You really can't control what people do. But many people will say yes. I know many of you are here today because I became uncomfortable as a pastor. I'm not bragging. And invited you to church. And you're here today because I became uncomfortable. And Jesus, what he wants to do, he doesn't want just the pastor to go and tell people about Jesus. He wants you to be the fisher of men. Follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. That's the message. You see this cross behind me? And I got to go quickly. These cards, 3 most wanted, is people from this church thinking about 3 people they know. Don't worry about somebody you don't know. Worry about somebody you know. We put these cards with names on the board and we're praying for these people. We want you to do the same. We want you to pray for this cross. And we believe God, on Easter, we're going to invite all these people on Easter, okay? Two services, 9:30 and 11. We believe many of them will come because you're praying for them, because God loves them and He wants to bring them closer to Jesus. Amen? Amen. How do you do it? Three simple ways. Keep it with you. Be intentional about bringing somebody to Jesus. Be intentional. It doesn't just happen. It's a little awkward. You have to step out of your comfort zone. I agree. I don't really necessarily like doing it. But when I know what's at stake, and I know how stakes are high, I don't want to play church. I don't want to entertain you. And I mean, our band is very entertaining. Your kids are getting entertained and having fun in kids' church. Sometimes people tell me my messages are entertaining. Okay. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to bring people far from God closer to Jesus. That's what He called us. We didn't sign up for this, no. But He called us. He saved us for this one purpose. Bringing people closer to Jesus. Now, I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. God loves you. And maybe you don't know Jesus. And maybe you feel far from Jesus today. I don't want to end this service without giving you an opportunity to respond to this message. Just like to Peter, Jesus came and said, Peter, follow me. Today in the Spirit, Jesus is standing next to you and He's saying, follow me, John. Follow me, Nancy. Follow me, Jenny. Follow me, Tom. Follow me. And I will make you something you're not. And I will give you eternal life. And I will forgive your sins. And I will make you. And I will give you what you want. And I will make in you what I want. I'm going to count to three. And on the count of three, if you would like to give your life to Jesus, would you please raise your hand and raise it high. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to invite you to the front. I'm just going to pray with you where you at. See, God loves you. And there's a reason why you're here today. He brought you here because He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to have peace with Him. So on a count of three, if you want to give your life to Jesus, raise your hand and raise it high. One, two, three. Please raise your hand. Raise that. One, two, three, four, five. Five. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Five. Bible says heaven rejoices when one person comes far from God, closer to Jesus. From far from God to closer to Jesus. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, save me. Forgive me. I believe that You're Son of God, who died on a cross for me, took my sins, took my shame, so I can live a new life. From this day forward, I will follow You. I will live for You. Create in me a new heart, so I can be in love with You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and bless God. Woo!